While fuel prices have gone up for months on the road system, prices in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have been frozen since last September when the last barge made it in. But as of today, prices will jump in Bethel, the region's hub. Unleaded fuel will climb 52 cents a gallon to $5.97, and heating fuel will be $6.04 a gallon, rising 72 cents. From Member Station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
The first fuel barge of the season arrived in Bethel Thursday night. It docked at the Crowley Fuel Farm, carrying 1.6 million gallons of fuel. Crowley pumped the fuel all night long, and they won't stop until the barge is empty.
We're getting about 75,000 an hour, so we should be done tonight, sometime 7 o'clock maybe.
Brandon Leary is Crowley's director of petroleum terminals for Alaska, but he's based out of Bethel, where he grew up.
You can see the hoses coming off the deck of the barge there. Right now we're pumping Jet A and diesel into the South Tank Farm.
The fuel barge was also carrying some unleaded gasoline. And with these new supplies of fuel comes new prices at the pump, something that residents have been anticipating for the past 9 months since the last fuel barge came in the fall. Just down the road from the Crowley barge landing and head offices is their self-serve pump station. That's where Bethel resident Rondi Beans was this Friday morning. She had heard that the barge had made it in.
That's why I'm down here filling up right now.
So did you hear about the prices?
I'm not sure how much more, at least a dollar more, so I'll just fill up the car now.
When Beans heard about the 52-cent raise, she said it's not as bad as some people were expecting, but it's still a lot of money. Her main concern, though, is heating oil.
Well, I was just thinking about trying to order more today before the price of that goes up, too.
The word there is 72 cents.
It's a blow. 72 cents for 100 gallons, it adds up.
Do you have any idea how much fuel oil you burn?
About 100 gallons every month and a half to 2 months, depending on how cold it is, how much wood we've got to supplement. So
I heard the prices were going up, and then now I heard they're going down like about 20 cents.
That's Ray Lee of Bethel. He said he's been worrying about what the prices would do this summer.
Especially the fuel oil prices, you know, for stove oil. That'll be hurting us during the winter months.
Lee says he's using an efficient Toyo stove and only uses about 50 gallons of heating oil a month. If the prices were to stay 72 cents higher, that will be $432 more for him per year. Crowley's Brandon Leary says the prices will change on Monday, so Bethel residents have a few days to stock up on fuel if they choose. He says they'll probably be getting two more fuel barges this weekend and then a few more within the week. Some of it will stay at the Crowley Tank Farm, which can hold up to 15 million gallons, but a lot of it will quickly be moved to the villages in the YK Delta.
Because we're getting pretty low, you know, in the springtime, of course, after running all winter. So we'll bring in a big inventory, and that starts going out to the river and out to the coast. So then fall time again, we'll top everything off.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.